Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, a distraught Robin was diagnosed with TB and was HIV positive. She was assured by the doctor that treatment for TB leads to recovery, and with treatment for HIV, she will live a full and productive life. She said they would all have to do contact tracing. Robin called Matthew, who insisted that he was not HIV positive, so she suggested he get tested, as he was the only person with whom she had unprotected sex. As we return, Denzel is visiting Kavita.
Denzel, thanks for checking in on me.
Yeah, Kavita, even though your father look at me a little funny.
Never mind, Daddy, he's harmless.
I know. I was joking. He was happy to see me.
Oh, okay.
So how you been keeping?
What can I say? Just taking it one day at a time.
Okay.
Some days are up, some days are down, you know?
You sound like an old person.
I think I might be depressed.
Kavita, seriously, you don't have to deal with it alone. You can talk to someone.
I'm not ready to talk to anybody about what happened to me.
The sooner you seek help, the better. You don't want it to spiral out of control.
I can control my depression, Denzel. I'm aware of it, and I know that I need to pull myself out of it.
And suppose you can't help yourself?
I am not ready to talk to anyone.
Okay. I know people can't be forced to seek help when they're not ready.
Yeah.
But I will say that maybe you can lean on your family.
I don't want to be scolded or judged by my parents or my brother.
I think they will be more sympathetic than judgmental. Please, consider it.
I just want to forget it happened, like it was all a bad dream.
But it wasn't. The reality is that young people like us are having unprotected sex and are getting infected. It's like they forget that sexually transmitted infections are real. And some, like HIV, can be life-changing.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't get something that is life-changing.
You were given a chance to change your behavior.
And I am grateful. The STI is gone and I just want to forget it happened. Every time I think about it, I'm disgusted with myself.
Maria, commit something. You need your strength to nurse her. I brought some nice cut up fruits for you. Some pumpkin porridge and some chicken tumor pot. I put some vegetables in the tumor pot.
Thanks, Mommy.
Skeeter, imagine me and you are now grandparents to this sweet little girl.
I still can't believe this, Jacob.
Maria, what are you naming the baby?
I was thinking maybe Mary or Elizabeth.
Oh.
Nice.
Mary Isaacs. Or Elizabeth Isaacs. Not bad. Or it could be Mary Elizabeth Isaacs. What do you think?
I like it.
I like it too. A nice name for a nice girl. Hi, Mary.
Then that's her name.
Well, we just have to register it now.
I'm so tired.
Eat something and then you can sleep. You have to sleep same time with the baby, else you'll be tired all the time.
Okay, Grandma.
Maria, did you tell the father of the baby that she's here?
No, Daddy.
You didn't plan to tell him?
I don't know.
You should tell him, Maria. Give him a fair chance to do something for the baby if he wants.
I agree. I'm not happy that this young man feels he could get you pregnant and then have nothing to do with you. I want you to tell me who his people are, and I will find them.
Daddy, please, just let it rest.
You know me and your father gonna help you, but this child deserves to know who her father is.
Even if he doesn't want to be a part of her life, she deserves to know.
Okay. Can I just eat and go and lie down?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you eating the vegetables.
Maria has been eating her vegetables since she's been staying here with me. And every morning, first thing she has is some fruits.
After the stress you give me all these months, your father come and suddenly you eating your vegetables and fruits. Wow.
Sometimes, I just never had appetite, Mommy.
Yes, but you suddenly find appetite when your father come.
All right, Skeeter, don't fret. The main thing is that Maria eating her vegetables and fruits now, and we must be thankful.
All right, yes. It's why this girl crying again?
She might be hungry again. Look how she opens her mouth.
Give her to me. I will nurse her while I eat.
Okay. Support her head properly.
I got it, Mommy.
All right. Let me go by the market and get some more fruits. Skeeter, you need anything?
Yes, thanks. You can bring some for me to take home.
Skeeter, I ain't buying nothing for you to feed that man.
Who said I can give it to Ralph?
You might not give it to him, but he will eat it anyway.
Then why ask me if I need anything?
I will be back.
Kavita, what are you doing about Jonathan?
What about him?
Still not talking to him?
No, Denzel.
Plan to talk to him again or get back together?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So that means he still has a chance?
I don't know, Denzel.
Kavita, this guy was reckless and infected you with a sexually transmitted infection.
You don't need to remind me.
All I'm saying is that he's bad news. I don't think you should consider getting back with him.
It's hard to completely cut someone off when you really love them.
I know that, but you can always find someone else to fall in love with. Someone who will love and respect you and not cheat and infect you with an STI.
Like you?
Not this again. You're like my little sister.
You keep saying that.
Kavita, I just want what's best for you.
And what if the best for me is you? We met when I was 13, but I've liked you since then. And I know you're a good guy.
I'm in my early 20s and you're only 17. We've had this conversation before. I just want to be friends and not cross that line with you.
Then you have no say or can judge me if I decide to get back with Jonathan.
Really?
This is my life.
So you'll continue to put yourself at risk for an STI with a reckless guy?
Who said Jonathan can't change his behavior?
Okay, fair enough.
If he makes me happy, he makes me happy. I have learned from my mistakes. And if I do decide to get back with him, we will be practicing safe sex by condom use and him getting on PrEP. And as soon as I turn 18, I'm getting on PrEP too. At least HIV is one STI I won't have to worry about because PrEP is 99% effective.
Well, you got it all planned out.
Yep, my life, my decisions.
Good afternoon, Teacher Sabina.
Hello, Skeeter.
Oh, this is Maria's teacher. Hello, I am Jacob, Maria's father.
Nice meeting you, Jacob. I heard that Maria had a baby and she was staying here, so I just wanted to come and see her.
Yes, she had the baby 3 days ago, Mary Elizabeth.
Oh, wonderful. A little girl.
Yes, but they're sleeping now though.
Okay, yes, she needs her rest.
How is Maria doing in school?
She's one of our brightest. She has a promising future ahead of her.
Great.
Can we sit under the tree and talk?
Yes, sure.
No problem with me.
Okay. Skeeter, has Maria said anything about the father of her baby?
She said it's a boy her age.
Who doesn't seem to be part of his daughter's life.
I see.
I know she talks with you, Teacher Sabina. She told you anything?
She has. Skeeter, Jacob, I'm sorry to say, I don't think she has been completely honest with you.
What?
Why you say that?
Skeeter, have you noticed anything different about Maria's behavior since you moved to Region 1?
Well, she was always a quiet child, but she was having problems eating especially. You know, we're being encouraged to eat more fruits, vegetables, and grains, but it was so difficult to get Maria to eat.
Do you think she was depressed or anything like that?
Every time I talked to Maria, she would tell me she was fine.
Okay. And what about her relationship with Ralph and his son?
Well, she gets along with Thomas and Ralph. He's very strict with his discipline, so I don't think Maria likes that because he is not her father.
I see.
I don't like him. He gave me bad vibes and Maria was happy to come with me.
Ralph is okay. He was just disappointed that Maria got pregnant.
When children are unhappy at home, they do things they wouldn't normally do. Teacher Zerbina, I blame myself because as a father, I should have been there for my daughter.
Well, you're here now, so that must count for something.
Skeeter, you and Maria ever talk about how she feels about Ralph?
Well, not much. But a lot of children don't like step-parents.
That is true. But based on conversations I've had with Maria, I think it was more than that.
What do you mean?
I have to tell you this. Maria told me to wait until after she had the baby to say anything. So all these months I've respected her wishes. But from what she has told me, I believe Ralph is the father of her baby.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Maria told me he has been touching her. She didn't want to tell you anything, Skeeter, because she was afraid. That's why she thought it would be best to wait till after the baby was born. I agreed so as to not to add to Maria's stress and cause complications with the pregnancy.
Teacher Sabina, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
No, 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 no!
I am going to find that bastard and I'm going to strangle him!
Mr. Isaacs, I think you should deal with it through the law. Don't act out of anger and then Maria has to lose a father.
So you are telling me that this man raped my daughter? This is what you're telling me?
Not only did he rape her, but he continued to threaten her to be quiet. Maria was so afraid for her life.
I am going to kill that son of a... No, 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 Ralph. Not my child.
No, no!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.